I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Start off with the highway. What you got, Chris?
Not a whole lot. Finishing preparations for the little snowfall. Other than that, not a whole lot going on.
Okay. It was, there's one thing in there, the nut blaster or whatever, what the heck was that?
That's something Steve uses.
Man, it's awful expensive.
I didn't realize it was that much, but.
How many come in a case? Is that a case?
12?
Yeah, usually that's all you want.
Pretty bit per can. Boy, I wouldn't recommend getting any more of that. Gotta be something else that works just as good, a lot less money. A lot of rust on that stuff, but. Okay.
You're in for a mistake on the extra runs or?
We're in the process of, like, they've been short an engineer. Clinton County, Franklin County has been all the same guy doing it. The new one's coming in this week, so he's not going to. I gotta meet with the new guy after he gets here for another more state run. They still like us to do something, but this guy was the one we've been working with. Got stuck doing St. Lawrence, Franklin, and Clinton. So he's been tough to get with, and they've been holding off making any decisions till the new guy comes in. Hmm. The extra income would be nice, but a lot more work.
Yeah, there you go. A lot more wear and tear.
Would that require another truck?
We have an extra right now. We're in the process of building the other one.
What about a driver?
But it'd be taking Todd away as a part-timer. I wanted to see the numbers before we went.
Yeah, because we haven't budgeted for an extra guy, so
no.
See what kind of money.
They definitely, Rob that I talked to today said they kick in right off. Whatever. They don't want nothing coming out of our budget. Because the other thing is the hours that I can run.
Yeah.
Because if it's snowing, either a pickup or a plow has got to be on that road.
Yeah, it's a long haul.
And it's bad. With the 50 miles we've got now, it's bad.
How far up do they want you to go west?
He didn't make any decisions. They were thinking more towards Plattsburgh.
Oh, more down that way.
They're trying to shovel all the trucks that way. The south end is where they're short, major. They want to try to keep their local drivers local. And it's the Keysville end, Peru end that's real short. So they were trying to take the Plattsburgh end, push them that way.
Okay.
The new guy's supposed to call.
Yeah.
He gets in next week and.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you need to call a special meeting, we can and figure it out. Just let us know.
The other guy put everything on hold till the new guy come in.
Okay.
And then he was strapped, trying to take care of three counties when he's supposed to be doing one.
Yep. Okay. All right. That it, or?
Yep.
Good? Okay. All right. Thank you. Library.
Yeah. Since last month's town board meeting, a lot has happened at the library. First, I don't forget, We put up some posts on the porch, four new posts, and it makes it look much nicer. It looks a lot, more of the library. We owe Gerald LaValle a lot of volunteer hours he put in. He did the legwork, found the best price, and then he did all the pre-measuring and put it all together at home and then brought it to the library and fit right in there. So if you get a chance, drive by sometime and or stop in and see, it looks nice. It looks nice. The biggest news is 4 weeks ago, Jenny Levine, our librarian for 3 years, informed us that she would be leaving. And she's a young librarian with a bright future. And she took a position at Wilkesboro. That's a huge promotion for her. A lot more salary, benefits, full-time. So she gave us a month because she's still here until this Saturday. So we immediately got word out through the Clinton Essex Franklin system. And they put the word out, and we put the word out, mainly on Facebook, looking for a new library director. And we got 7 applicants. 3 of them we wanted to interview. Before we could interview one of them, she found another job. So we interviewed 2 last week. And they were both, in our opinion, very good potential library directors for us. We had a hard time deciding between the two. They're both very good. We did make a decision. We decided with Louise Wesch, W-E-S-C-H. Her maiden name was Louise Ouellette from Champlain. She's traveled around the country. She was a reporter for the Press Republican quite a few years back. You may know Betty Ashline's her aunt. So she's local and energetic. She has a lot of ideas for us. So she started Monday, yesterday, and she's training with Jenny. So she has this week to train with Jenny, which is a bonus for us. We were hoping we could find somebody to be able to train with her before she leaves. So that'll be very helpful. The Clinton Essex Franklin system will also come and help with any other training that she may need. So beginning next Monday, she'll be on her own. She'll be our new library director. So fortunately, we did not lose any days or any time, whatever. The library's been open as usual. And it should remain so. So it was a surprise for us, but I think we're fortunate to have found Louise, and I hope she will be with us for a good many years and help our library to continue to grow and serve the community as best we can. So, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Art. Dog control.
Not a whole lot new. Did you guys get the email?
Yeah.
We got the,
yeah.
Not the dog.
Yeah. Doesn't look like the outcome was good for that one you picked up in Altona. Yeah. That's too bad.
Yeah. Janet did her inspection. She was pleased with the dogs.
Got the report.
Our house. She was really pleased with that. That was it. She got. You guys got the report. I got the report as well. Mm-hmm. Other than that, lots of calls, but everything's good.
Okay. Good deal. Lots of good work. Beautification.
Thank you. First of all, first and foremost, on behalf of the Beautification Committee, I'd like to thank Scarlett Samuel for her 15 years of service as president on the Beautification Committee. So thank you, Scarlett, very much. Yeah. And it's great to know that she's going to stay on the committee with us to continue to help us out. Secondly, Bruce and Crystal and I went out to the building in Morris Forks, and we went through all the pole lights, the decorations, changed out light bulbs, got everything ready to go. The holiday banners are also ready to be hung, so whenever there's an opportunity, if we could work with Chris to get those hung up, I know not so much of a priority, but when there's some time availability, that'd be great. And third, this year we are rolling out the annual Christmas lighting contest again. There's applications and information available on the town's website, on Warren's website, and Kelly has some in her office too. Applications are due back by December the 10th, and there'll be three judges going out. They'll be making their rounds the week of December 14th, 15th, 16th, and we even threw in a bad weather day on the 17th, just in case. So we're asking folks that submit their application for the lighting contest to have their lights on throughout the evening so that the judges can go around, and there'll be three prizes awarded for that. Thank okay. you.
Did they get the plugins squared away on the poles?
Not that I know of.
Didn't we have a problem with them? Not have enough electricity or something?
I have lined up Chasey's bucket truck.
Is there a way we can test those plugins?
Well, at least with this one, it is electrical hazard safe. So we can play with them a little bit. At least the boxes.
Why don't you get a hold of Jim and see if he can come up when you get ready for him. And he's got a tester, he can test them.
Sort yeah, of them. Most of it's common.
Right.
Plug a drill and don't see if there's power there.
They have ohm meters too, you can test. So yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Youth, anybody here from the youth? Nope. Historian? Anybody here an historian? I got this from Larry. Apparently got it from the Clinton County Historical Association. I guess they're doing their annual appeal for funds. Want to know if we donate to it, or I don't think we have in the past. I don't remember doing that. So I don't know what the board's preference is.
I think you can make it.
Huh?
I don't think we can make a donation.
I think we can as a board, but I don't think we have in the past. I can check into it and see. I can check and see if it's
a not-for-profit.
It's a not-for-profit.
I don't think we can.
Historical Association. Clinton County Historical Association is what it is. I'll check on it and see. I'll bring it back next month. Find out for sure. Okay. Assessor's not here. Fire Department. We got the fire report from Todd for the month of October. You got a total of 16 calls. 8 in the town, 8 mutual aid for a total of 112 calls so far this year. Had 3 house fires, 1 motor vehicle accident, 1 power line, 3 motor vehicle fires, 5 fire alarms, and 1 medical assist, and 1 unknown. And it was submitted by Fire Chief Todd Gumlaw. Anything else, Todd?
Just the basics, getting ready for winter, winterizing pumps. You guys have been working hard to get stuff ready. Get the word out to anybody that burns wood or anything in your chimneys. If not, any chimney, have them inspected. Service your furnaces. A reminder of the parade of lights on Sunday, December 5th at 5 p.m. We'll be going around town. Do the community tree lighting afterwards at 6. Santa Claus and hot chocolate.
Cookies.
A lot of good stuff. Cookies, yeah. The ladies will be baking up the store. Maybe.
Okay, thank you, Don. EMS, I did not get the EMS report for this month yet, so. Court, I do have a court report for the month of September. with a total of $5,418, which $3,873 went to the state, $200 to the county, and $1,345 went to the town owners. Okay. Code enforcement, Jason, not here. Cemetery.
Yes.
Vicki. Miss Cemetery.
Well.
As everybody can see, the new fence is up.
Yes.
Looks great.
It does. The piers are.
Coming?
Back together.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay, I gotta go take a look at them.
Seventeen bags of mason.
I see that.
Mortar.
Sacrate, yeah.
Everybody laughs at me when I try to say that word. And ring mix. About seven or eight new blocks.
Really?
That we made to fit in there. Anyway, they're all together.
Okay.
And I bought them all with some black light paint. They look better.
You and
they're solid.
You and Jason tackle that?
Well, yeah, Jason kind of helped me a little in the beginning. And then my brother, then Gibby.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't lift anything.
Okay.
So, I mean, okay. Those are pretty big hunks of cement that I,
yeah.
You know,
okay.
Made, put
okay.
Up there. But yeah, they look good.
Yeah.
Well, much think. Better. I'm not going to say they look good because, you know.
Well, they didn't look good before,
were,
so.
They never were. Pretty.
Right.
They're kind of gothic, so they're on the ugly side, but they're all in four forms now, not all over the place.
All right, yes, we thank you very much for that.
And we asked, and I asked Jeff Ledoux to see what he could do about gates.
Making a gate.
Yes, and he really feels he can make those gates.
Good.
The way they work.
Good. That would really set it off, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure he can, too.
Vicki, who supplied the mortar? Who paid for the mortar?
I got that from Samples.
The town paid for it?
Okay. The town mortars.
Thank you.
Taking care of that. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Vicki. Old business. First thing under old business is to adopt 2022 budget. We had a hearing a couple of weeks ago on it, and the budget is all set. Just need a motion to accept it as is. Have Kelly read the paperwork.
Resolution adopting annual town budget for the year 2022. Whereas this board, having on October 26, 2021 at 6 p.m., duly held a public hearing on the preliminary budget approved by this board and filed with the town clerk for the fiscal year commencing January 1st, 2022, including the fire protection district budgets and light district budgets for 2022, and having heard all persons desiring to be heard in the matter and the matter of the budget for this town for such fiscal year having been fully discussed and considered. Now therefore be it resolved that said preliminary budget be approved and filed as aforesaid, including the fire protection district budgets and the light district budgets for 2022, is hereby approved and established as the annual budget for this town for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2022, and that such annual budget be so adopted in detail in the minutes of the proceedings of this town board, and be it further resolved that the town clerk of the town shall prepare and certify as provided by law duplicate copies of the said annual budget hereby adopted, shall attach thereto an exemption report in compliance with requirements of Chapter 258 of the laws of 2008, and deliver one such copies to the supervisor of the town, and the supervisor shall present such copy to the Board of Legislators of the county as required by law.
Okay, any questions on that? I'll entertain a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Okay, Don, and a second.
I'll second.
Chris?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCount?
No.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Briett?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, anything else under old business?
Yes, I have some.
Okay.
It's been, I don't know how many months now, we've discussed and requested getting that lady's property fixed down by the rec park.
Yep, we have.
What are we gonna do, or are we gonna do anything?
The town board has said to get it cleaned up. What are we gonna do? Tell me. We're not the highway department, we're the town board.
So what are you saying?
It's up to the highway department.
So you think they're gonna get it done?
Why is that up to the highway department?
Because that's highway department, the one that dug it. And left it there.
Is there a reason we're not getting it done? Is there a reason you don't wanna do it or something? I mean...
We've been doing other work.
I think he doesn't have the right equipment to do it. We just hire somebody to have a stupid thing done.
Well, that's what I wanted to do a couple months ago, but I was told that...
You don't have the right machine to do it, is it? Too heavy, you're gonna tear it.
No, we're making a bigger mess than what's there.
Just get somebody like, have some small machines to clean it up.
I was gonna hire somebody, and he said Leon was gonna do it, and then Leon didn't have time, and now we're here 3 months later. So...
I should do it before ground freezes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Before it freezes.
Yeah, hopefully it's not too wet to get in there, all the rain, but, yeah. Let's see if you can get, Leon's still unable to do it?
I haven't talked to him.
Shouldn't take very long.
Huh?
It shouldn't take very long, but...
No, it ain't gonna take very long. Day, they should be able to have it done, a couple trailers, and you won't be able to get a dump truck in there, a couple trailers.
Like a small tractor, maybe, and just pull the sod away and kinda fix it, so water will get out of there?
You need a small excavator, small excavator on tracks, where it doesn't sink.
That's what we did to get the water out of there, was to just move the sod.
Right.
We're not gonna get a little bit on both sides. That's all we did, was trench it to get rid of the water. You're not gonna get rid of the water. It's flat.
No, we need to get rid of the dirt.
From the other pipes that we put in on our lawn to the big pipes on 11, it's flat.
It's just gotta be cleaned up.
The state was supposed to come in and clean their ditch, but they haven't got to it either this year, so... That ditch hasn't been cleaned in.
Water's not gonna go away, it's...
I know, it's not gonna go away. It's a wet area. And that's why we had to pile the ballpark over there, because it's a wet area.
It's wet now that pumping out.
That's it. What are you gonna do? That's what ditches are for, is where water run in. So...
If they go somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, do we have to get after the state to have them?
Billy Jones and Dan Steck and all them guys that all got after the state.
Yeah.
They don't have the time. They don't have the manpower, is what they tell us. I was way back in the middle of summer, I was after them. I got ahold of them.
It's not a priority to them.
No.
It's not a water issue.
No. It's not.
The water ain't bothering the road. It's not our authority.
No.
The water has to bother the highway. Not bothering the highway.
Well, I'll take care of getting somebody in there to get it outrunned.
Do we need to make a motion, Jeff, to hire somebody, or allow Chris to hire somebody, or yourself?
Whatever. If he doesn't wanna do it, I'll get somebody in there to do it.
I don't have a problem doing it, is what I'm saying.
Well, we need to get it done. I mean, it's been dragging long enough.
Stuff on personal property.
The ditch is not personal property.
The part that we fixed and filled in is...
Well, you don't have to touch that. It's all filled in, right? You just gotta get the dirt out that you took out of the ditch. That's all you gotta do. Reach over and pull it out of there.
To get it cleaned up.
You gotta pull more of the railroad ties out, and others more to go, like they did to do the walking path.
Sounds like a bigger problem.
Huh?
Sounds like a bigger problem.
I know.
Where's the railroad ties in there?
All the yellow railroad ties for the guardrail set up.
Oh, I mean, the inner clean part? I thought it was underground.
I think we should get it taken care of. We need to make a motion or whatever. I mean, this lady's been more than patient.
We've,
Can't you send that water a different direction?
Huh?
Can't you send that water a different direction?
It's hard, it's all uphill. You'd have to dig a pretty deep ditch.
Go on cemetery, talk to the county, the water meets, river's right here.
Yeah, it is, you gotta go drop off there. I mean, you'd have to run a transit there and see, but it's possible to run it the other way. You just have to dig a pretty deep ditch as you go toward the valley road.
But if it solves the problem?
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna solve the problem from the water coming there, but you're still gonna have water problems there because it's a wet area.
Or how are you going through cemetery?
Huh?
How are you gonna go through cemetery?
Right alongside the road?
You can dig a ditch along the side of the road. Instead of running it down, you run it toward the valley road, but then you'd have to get the county to
get across.
Tunnel underneath the valley road. But by the time they get to the valley road, you're gonna be pretty deep.
Maybe we could run a transit and just, that would be the better way to go. Then it won't affect that lady's property in the end.
Yeah, but you still gotta clean that stuff up.
No, that's gotta be taken care of.
I'm gonna clean it up.
Make a motion, we get somebody to clean it up.
Unless we can get a, and then we'll get an engineer, see if the county will send us an engineer down and take a look at it and see what they think about running the other way. I'll get ahold of Carl and see if the engineer will come down. He must have an engineer on site. But yeah, we've got a motion to clean it up.
I make a motion.
Chris already did. You want a second?
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, carried. Okay. Anything else under old business? No? Okay. New business? Anything under new business?
Jeff, we had mentioned a couple meetings ago about putting stuff out for people when they walk their dogs on our town property on the new walk. Did we ever do that? No, like waste bags for the dogs.
Yeah.
I thought we had some out there.
There's bags there. I thought there was.
There's bags, yeah.
No, I'm talking about all the places in the town.
Oh, all the places. Oh, I don't know all the places. I know they got them for walking path. That's about the only place they walk dogs. I know one.
I don't know if people go to sporting games and stuff. I see some dogs. Mm-hmm.
I think they have something at the Moores Fork Rec Park, from what I can remember. Yeah.
Okay.
You got some for each park.
There are some more over there.
Okay.
I'll have to walk around with a shovel.
Okay. Anything else under new business?
Everybody uses them.
No. Okay. Financials?
Let me read this.
Yep, please.
Resolution for interfund advance. The town board of the town of Moores, duly convened in regular session, does hereby resolve as follows. Whereas the highway fund has used most available cash for October bills and payrolls, and whereas CHIPS monies for reimbursement will not be issued until the end of December 2021, and whereas there will be two payrolls and a health insurance bill before the December meeting, therefore, we need to borrow $160,000 from the general fund money market to cover those two payrolls, November bills, and health insurance bill.
Okay. Any questions?
I guess it's simple. How and why?
Because he hasn't gotten the CHIPS money out yet.
So we're going to take the CHIPS money.
He spent $400,000 to pave the roads. You got to pay for it, and then you get the money back. He took it out of his budget, $400,000, so the CHIPS money coming back is going to go back into his budget to pay his bills.
So how are we going to get our money back?
When the CHIPS money comes in.
So it's not going in his budget?
It's no.
It's going in the general fund?
It's got to come back.
So whatever's left
right.
is going to go into right. CHIPS? We can take
no, no, whatever's left goes into his budget. That's his money. The CHIPS money is his money.
After we get ours back?
Right, after we get reimbursed, yeah.
Yeah. So what would be the balance?
I don't know. I don't have a total in front of me. It's a little over 400,000 that he's got in CHIPS money coming. So we got 160 here. They already did a borrow of, I want to say 80,000.
Two months ago.
Something like that. So yeah, that all comes out first and then the rest goes in his budget.
And we'll put the money back in our.
Yep. Okay. Had a motion?
I need a motion.
Irvin?
A second.
Okay, Don?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Public comment.
I have a couple of questions. In previous years, the board has approved the minutes from the previous meeting the month before.
Right.
We haven't done that since August.
Right.
There's no minutes published online.
Correct.
Is that going to be done?
Nope, not yet. The August minutes are done.
They're not online?
No, they won't get online until they get approved.
Okay, you used to put them up, or somebody used to put them up before they were approved in your...
I don't know about that.
What about September to an October and a budget hearing?
No, not done yet.
Is there a timeframe that we should have before we start publishing these things?
Soon as the clerk gets ready to do them. Somebody gets a chance to do them.
All right. Have we ever considered asking Calvin to come and come our meeting? He does Champlain and Rouse's Point.
I think they did a long time ago. Since I've been here, I don't think they've ever asked him.
Is he hasn't offered?
Huh?
He hasn't offered?
No.
Okay.
No.
Would that be something the board would be willing to...
He's been here a couple times since he got elected.
Right.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, sir. I submitted a building application to put up an Amish shed on my property and about 2.5 weeks ago, and I needed a variance, so I was given a variance form, submitted it, and Jason came out and measured it and indicated that it would be brought up at the meeting tonight, and based on what you had indicated, he's not here this evening, so I was curious as to the status of that.
It wouldn't be brought at this meeting. It would be on the zoning board meeting. I don't know when.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday is the zoning board. That's where that goes. Doesn't go to the town board.
And you are on the agenda.
Okay.
For that.
He just indicated tonight, so.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're all set still for next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
I have one more question. Did the EMS building get paid off with using the COVID stimulus, the federal funds?
Yes.
And that was verified with the lawyer?
Yes. Well, I wasn't verified with the lawyer, no.
Okay. I looked into it a little bit, and I don't believe that can be used to pay off existing mortgages. Okay. And the federal government encouraged me to check with council, so that's why I was wondering if
okay.
it was verified
nope.
with the lawyer.
No. Nope, okay. didn't.
Thank
okay.
you.
Anything else?
Or going back to the minutes not being posted, I think that's kind of not very being very transparent as a town, especially when it comes to the budget hearing. I think people coming into this meeting before you adopt the budget should have been able to hear what we're spending the taxpayer money on. So I do think that the town board should implement a timeline when these minutes are being posted, especially when there's especially when it comes to the budget hearing.
Well, the issue you got is the town clerk only works so many hours. That's all she's paid for is 20 hours a week, and if she gets to it, that's fine, but there's only so many hours in the day.
Right, but it's just an audio file. I'll ask if it's a link to it.
The audio's up the day after the meeting, every meeting.
So as far as typing it, is it that much?
The audio goes up the day after the meeting every month.
Right, and there's some people that can't listen to it, so they do have to read it,
Okay,
it's long.
Understand. Okay, anything else? No? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to close. Chris?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Carried. Thank you, everybody.